Chapter 8, Faith That Does Not Last. In the tale, The Pilgrim's Progress, John Bunyan describes the journey of a man named Christian, a pilgrim on his way to heaven. The road he travels is filled with conflict and struggle. He faces the hill Difficulty, the valley of the shadow of death, Vanity Fair, Doubting Castle, and an array of enemies to his faith, including Apollyon himself. Finally, he reaches the celestial city. It is a story of the perseverance of genuine faith, from its beginning at the narrow wicket gate all the way to heaven. What is most intriguing is that Bunyan wrote his allegory in 1676 while in jail in Bedford, England, because of his faith. While on the journey to heaven, the believer has many apparent reasons for wanting to discard his faith. But the Bible teaches that God Himself will prevent this from happening. "We may be confident of this very thing," Paul said, "that He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ," Philippians 1:6. You may stumble, even badly, but you will not ultimately fall away if you are an authentic believer, no matter what the conflict within or without. I deeply appreciate Peter's teaching on this in 1 Peter 1:3-7. God has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith, for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. In this stimulating passage, we find that believers are kept by the power of God through faith. God, who created and sustains the universe, exercises that same power toward His own. No other power in all creation is great enough to pull the believer out of His protective grip. He will preserve those who are His until the end, but He will not do so without the means of faith, the faith that He gives. Our faith must persevere, and God will see that it does. If your faith is a temporary faith, then it is not the kind of faith that God has given, and it will not stand the test. Paul, the model of Christian endurance, described the experience of many in 1 Corinthians 15:1 and 2 when he wrote, "I declare to you the gospel, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain." Do you have a faith that will hold fast, or a faith that is in vain? Compare the soils in Jesus' parable in Luke 8, 4-15. The seed of God's word falls on four types of soil. Three of these are descriptive of the non-Christian. The second soil in the parable, for example, is rocky and shallow. Jesus said, "But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation," which means trial or affliction, "fall away." How like so many today who went out from us, but they were not of us, as John said. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. 1 John 2:19. One cannot always tell in the beginning if the soil is good or bad. But in time it will be seen that many who once professed to be Christians never had saving faith at all. This will not be the case with true believers, those in whom God's seed has taken root in good soil. When the hot sun of affliction scorches them, they will keep the seed and bear fruit with patience or perseverance, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30, as Jesus said in Luke 8:15 and Matthew 13:23. The fact that true believers will persevere until the end, with tests and trials only making their faith stronger, gives us significant reason for rejoicing. I was continually amazed at my own mother, who died of the awful affliction called Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's is a degeneration of the brain cells, resulting in the loss of proper use of the mind, and ending eventually in the mind's inability to carry out even its life-sustaining functions. there is no known cure. Yet in the midst of it all, while experiencing all the normal confusion and difficulty of the disease, she clearly demonstrated perseverance in her faith. No more than that. Her faith intensified, and she often erupted in praise. She had saving faith, the kind that cannot be destroyed by trial, but only purified. Yet there are many who never entered through Bunyan's wicket gate. Their faith was spurious. They appeared to have faith for a time, but they never had anything real. Jesus will say to them, "I never knew you." The writer of Hebrews said, "For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end." Those who are Christ, he said later, are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. Testing will help us see if we are of those who believe. If you do not have enduring faith, you never had saving faith. Take a close look at your endurance.